It doesn't look like much at first. Barely the sort of thing that might enter your mind. Just a building you've passed before. Or maybe only imagined passing. A silhouette against a dimming sky. An abandoned factory at the edge of nowhere in particular. Windows broken, brickwork stained. A chain-link fence yawning open as though it stopped caring who comes and goes. And yet, you stopped. Not because you meant to. Not because you decided to. But because something in you recognized it. Like when you hear your name spoken softly from across a crowded room and you turn before you even think to wonder who it is. There's no sign hanging outside. No explanation. Just that sense. That quiet pull in your chest. Because when something is abandoned long enough, it begins to wait. And when something waits long enough, it begins to call. You can feel it now, can't you? That low, almost imaginary hum of industry in the air. Not a sound exactly. More like the memory of one. And it would be easy enough to keep walking. Except your feet are already moving toward the factory. Gravel crunching underfoot as you step through the broken gate. The factory doors stand half open. Heavy metal, rusted hinges, and even before you touch them, they give. Slowly, with a drawn-out groan that sounds almost relieved, you lift your foot from gravel onto smooth stone, walking through. And it's strange. How the air changes the moment you cross the threshold, becoming thicker, still, as though the world outside paused, and everything you knew before you entered simply forgot to follow you inside. Your attention drifts around the huge room. The ceiling seems distant like the sky, with dust suspended like constellations in thin shafts of fading light. Rows of silent machines stretch out into darkness. Conveyor belts frozen, mid-journey. Steel arms curled inward like sleeping mechanical giants. You take another step, and the door eases shut behind you. Without slamming, without a rush, just inevitable. And there's that hum again. Soft, distant, persistent. It doesn't echo. It seeps, pervading the motionless machinery like some forgotten purpose waiting to awaken. Deeper inside. And the moment you notice it, you realize something else. Your breathing has matched it. Slow. Steady. In. And out. As if your body understands this place better than your mind does. Or something within it speaks in a deeper rhythm that your conscious mind cannot. What was this factory for? Creating what? Metal? Plastic? Or something even more malleable? Something stranger? Perhaps it wasn't so much creating as changing. And it's funny how the question humming in your head pulls you forward. Curiosity is such a powerful force.